The wind had a sound, but it didn't have a voice. The fire had a sound, but it didn't have a voice. A voice always means the presence of a personality. It has behind it an intelligent mind. It has living person behind it. It has a loving heart that puts it out. A voice means the presence of the person who speaks and His personal and living words directed immediately to us. And so God comes and He says, I put aside the fire, I put aside the wind, I put aside the earthquake. I give to you the still small voice of my heart to yours. Have you heard that voice? Have you looked to the person speaking it? Have you taken him into your life? God's willing to risk everything with that still small voice as the Holy Spirit comes to speak it into your heart. Are you listening? Have you looked Jesus in the face? The person who comes saying, I'm the Word, the self-expression of everything God is that you need to know, that's me. Have you heard Him speak with a living word to you? Have you looked beyond the speech to the person whose voice it is? Have you trusted Him? Is He alive in you just now? In a moment, we're going to stand and sing. I want to ask you just to listen to the still small voice. And in conclusion, I want to remind you of what Elijah did. He took his garment and wrapped it around his face. He imitated the angels here, realizing he was looking into everything God was about up to this point. And he hid his face and he walked out of the cave to respond to the message of God. And that's what God wants out of you tonight. And frankly, some of us need to hide our faces. We need to just take the garment and enshroud our faces with it, surround our faces with it, and get on our faces before God and say, here am I, I've heard you speaking. And listen to God as He says, what are you doing here? And then let Him have His way in us. I'm going to ask that we just quietly stand to our feet. Would you be so gracious as to bow your head and close your eyes? We've sort of stumbled through the passage tonight in a kind of transition point between what we've done before and the ministry of Elisha. But I hope you're listening right now for the still small voice. You can feel the earthquake, but it doesn't have a voice. You can feel the wind, but it doesn't have a voice. You can know the crackling of the flames of the fire, but it doesn't have a voice. But Jesus comes speaking to you by the Holy Spirit inside. Have you responded to Him? Have you listened to the voice of gentle sweetness? Have you listened and responded to the still small voice? The choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation. The prayer altar is open for anybody who wants to come and just incline his ear to the voice of Christ and kneel to pray. And whatever God puts in your heart to do, please don't go away without doing that. And don't do anything else because that's not necessary. Just do what God puts in your heart to do. And let Him have His way in you and come to make it known as Christ invited you to do. As the choir sings, you just do what God puts in your heart to do just now.